Governor Tony Evers delivered his State of the State speech virtually Tuesday night, for the first time in state history. He called on the legislature to address problems exposed by the coronavirus pandemic, like updating Wisconsin's unemployment system and expanding broadband access. Governor Evers' speech was pre-recorded and broadcast online, without the typical audience, fanfare, and applause. Evers described the last year as an unrelenting one, with challenges no one would have believed and obstacles that have continued into the new year. The Democrat pointed to the antiquated unemployment system, overwhelmed by a record number of claims when the pandemic hit, 1.6 million more than the previous 4 years combined.
I'm announcing today I will be calling a special session of the legislature to take up a plan to modernize our unemployment system and help ensure nothing like this happens to the people of Wisconsin again.
Evers has weathered months of Republican criticism over the backlog in unemployment claims that's left some without months of checks. But he laid some blame at the feet of the Republican-controlled legislature on Tuesday, saying a decade's worth of legislators knew the system was outdated and didn't take time to fix it.
We know that replacing the system will take years. That's why it should have been done sooner. But it's also why we don't have another moment to waste. No politics, no posturing. Send me the bill and let's just get it done.
Evers also called 2021 the year of broadband access after the pandemic exposed the state's digital divide.
Students, educators, and schools making the shift to virtual learning were faced with a lack of access or unreliable connections that made it difficult to teach, engage, and learn. Folks trying to stay healthy and access basic health care services had trouble using telemedicine or other alternatives to visit with their doctor when they couldn't go in person.
In his 2-year state budget proposal, Evers will ask that $200 million be set aside to expand broadband access. That's 5 times what the state invested over the past 3 budgets combined. It's an issue that's typically received bipartisan support in the legislature. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss delivered the Republican response inside the Assembly chamber, to the applause of other GOP legislators. No Democrats were present. Voss blamed the Evers administration for tens of thousands of Wisconsinites needing to wait weeks or months for their unemployment insurance benefits.
A legislative audit found that in the pandemic, less than 1% of the calls to the state hotline were even answered. Another audit found DWD had the information to clear those pending claims, but they just didn't act. These failures weren't brought on by ancient systems. They were brought on by a lack of leadership. These failures brought unnecessary hardship to Wisconsin families. The Evers administration owes these families answers and, in many cases, an apology.
Voss says he's more concerned by what he called Evers' lack of a COVID vaccine distribution plan. Voss said few people know where and when they'll get a vaccine, compared to residents in other states.
Arizona is ramping up its vaccine rollout by opening a 24/7 distribution center at its State Farm Stadium. West Virginia has one of the best per capita vaccination rates in the nation, and reportedly the first to vaccinate all the state's nursing home residents and staff, as well as assisted living facilities.
Voss urged Evers to take help from the UW system or the federal government. Evers and other Democratic governors have asked the federal government to distribute vaccines more quickly. Evers said the state is working to distribute vaccine doses as quickly and fairly as possible. Evers will release his 2-year state budget plan next month. It will lay out in detail his priorities for the second 2 years of his term and consume much of the legislature's time this spring and into the summer. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.